Shalom aleichem, sweet friends. We're learning the schus refu shleim from our tanner man bas chana shalom bas shelachaya, and it's zivuk hagin for Rachel bas geula and Rivka Esther bas Eliyahu Peres. They should have a zivuk hagin a bracha batzlah lochem maseyadan. Basing ourselves in the kuntres ora v'simcha and perika isha niknes, the very first sugin meseches kedushin, and we're going to see mamish neflos mitaras Hashem. This is a sefer written by Rav Yaakov David Hanik Shlita. In Kedushin and Av Beis, the Mishnah says that a woman is acquired in three ways. Isha nikneis b'shalosh derachim, makonis atzma b'shtei derachim. She acquires herself in two ways. She nikneis kesef shtar and bia. Kesef beis shamay say dinar and shava dinar. Beis sil say pruta and shava pruta. How much is a pruta? 1/8 of an isser atalki. Makonis atzma begetu b'mitzah baal. That's how she's calling herself. Rashi says, ha'isha nikneis labayla. She's acquired to her husband, b'shalosh derachim, etc. B'konas atzma li'os b'rishus li'nasei la'acher, to be in her rishus to marry somebody else. B'kesef v'shtar, Mar says the Bryce is going to explain. Nosin la'kesef v'shava kesef, and he says to her, rei'am kudeshesli shtar. He writes on a niyar afal pishen or shava pruta rei'am kudeshesli bia. He has bia with her, and he says it's kachili to bia zu, and they're all learned from psukim. And the reason of Beis Shammai, Rashi says, is going to be explained in the Gemara, that it's with a dinar, not with a pruta. What's a pruta? Rashi says, shon lechoshes. What's an isser italki? Rashi says, of kesef, idamav, and it's worth shmona prutos, eight prutos. So we have a lot of dikdukim in Rashi. Number one, why does Rashi say, isha niknes lebaila? Who else is she going to be niknes to? What do we think? What's lebaila? And if it's the Rashi's telling us it's a kinyan kedushin here, then it should say, isha niknes lekedushin. Later on, it also says it. Ayavam and Ignace Liyavam. What's Rashi adding? Liyavam. Who else? Rashi says, Lios Birshusa Linase Lacha. What is he adding Lios Birshusa for? It's in her shus to marry someone else when she's Kona herself. Rashi could have just said, Vakonas Atzma Linase Lacha. What's Lios Birshusa? Also, Rashi immediately writes, when it says Kesef, Rashi immediately tells the Kesef Ishtar that Kesef also includes Shava Kesef. Why does Rashi have to tell us that? Immediately. It's also Be'etzem et Shver that Beis Shammai has to say Shabbat dinner. What do they have to mention that in the Mishnah for? So Tosfos says, because you would think, the beginning of the Mishnah says Isha Niknes B'Kesef. You would think, Kesef yes, Shabbat Kesef no. Therefore Beis Shammai says, no. You should just know that this Kesef is also Shabbat Kesef, also Shabbat dinner. But that's Tosfos. But Rashi, immediately on Kesef, already tells us it's Shabbat Kesef. We're not going to have Shabbat mean, apparently. We know Kesef is Shabbat Kesef. Why does Beis Hillel say Shabbat dinner? Rashi tells us Kesef is Shabbat Kesef. What forced him to do that? What forced Rashi to tell us immediately that Kesef, if Beis Hillel is telling us Lafuke, you shouldn't think there's no Shabbat. So why don't you wait till, if Beis Shammai is telling us Shabbat also works, Shabbat dinner also works. So why does Rashi have to tell us immediately on Kesef that Shabbat Kesef also works? What's Rashi emphasizing? Also, Rashi says the reason of Beis Hillel Shammai is going to explain in the Gemara. What about the reason of Beis Hillel? Not good. Beis Hillel dinner. Shapruta. Beis Shammai dinner. We'll explain Beis Shammai. What about Beis Hillel? Also, Rashi says the prut is of Nechoshes. Why was he makbid to tell us it's Nechoshes? And how does he know to argue with the Rif who says the prut is not even a coin? It weighs a half a seor of Kesef. And Bechlal, we have a Kasha. Why, with respect to Kedushin, does the Tana tell us how much a prut is? We don't find that anywhere else. In the Mishnah above Metzia, we have Chamesh Prutos Tanan, Nun Hayamad Aleph, Chamesh Prutos Hain. No telling us how much a prut is. Hello, Davro. Here Rashi tells us, the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us how much a pruta is. Now we have the Gemara and with Rashi and a few hours in the Gemara. And then we're going to have a Mahalach to far end for Dallas. Aisha Niknes, frak the Gemara, Maishnach, it says in the Gemara, Aisha Niknes. The Gemara says, Maishnach, Tanisha Niknes, Maishnach, Tanish Makadesh. Why does it say Aisha Niknes and there it says Ish Makadesh? Answers the Gemara. The reason it says here in the first parak, Isha Niknes, in the second parak, Isha Makadesh, is you have to learn Kesef. The Kesef Menalan, Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistei Efron. How do you know Kesef? Because you learn Kicha Kicha from Stei Efron. That's how you know there's a Kinyan of Kesef. ksivacha ki yikach ishisha. Uksivasa nasati kesaf asada kach mimeni. So since we have to learn the Mishnah Kesef, which is one of the kinyanim of the Isha, so therefore it says a lashon of kinyan, because we're learning Kesef, and Kesef is a kinyan. And how do we know Kesef works? Because you learn kicha kicha from Stei Ephraim. It says ki yikach ishisha here, and it says ki nasa, because Kesef then asati, Kesef asadeh kach mimeni over there. So used in both cases a lashon of kicha, and there kicha refers to Kesef. Here also kicha refers to Kesef, and kicha is called a kinyan, as the Gemara proves. Therefore here it says a lashon of kicha, of kinyan, for the kicha, which is Kesef. Says the Gemara Viter, okay, so then, now that we prove why we say here Isha Niknes, it's Gemara, the Glashan Kenyan, why there it say in the second paragraph Ish Makadish, what wouldn't Ha'ish Kona be better? And the Gemara's answer is no. Originally in the first paragraph we were learning a Lashon of Daraisa, and in the second paragraph we learned a Lashon of Dirabanan. Lashon Daraisa is Niknes, and Lashon Dirabanan is Gimakadish. Well, my Lashon Dirabanan, what's the Lashon of Dirabanan? That he's asking her Akule Alma Kehekdish, he's asking her to the whole world after she marries him like Hekdish. Zokt Rashi, the first Kasha, Maishna Hasim Beperek Sheni the Tanish Makadish Bo Vishlucho, Nisne Acha Isha Miskadesh. The first Kasha is, why do we learn in the second Perek Ha'ish Makadish, and not in the first Perek Ha'ish Miskadesh? That would have stimmed very nicely. So why here Isha Nignes, not Isha Miskadesh? And as the Gemara Mishum the Kabbalah Misni Kesef Rashi's Bahani Kinyanim and these Kinyanim, and we say later on Kesef Menalim the Nikneis. But how do we know she's Nikneis with Kesef? And we explain when we're Farshinan, we explain the Gamrinan that we learn Kicha Kicha Mistayef from Kicha Kicha Mistayef, and that's the Agri Kinyan that's called a Kinyan. Hilgal Tana Halcha Kinyan. Therefore, here also we learn the Lashon of Kinyan. The Kesef Menal we learn Kinyan. The Kesef Menalim, and how do we know Kesef? Lav Halcha Kabbalah. Nay, here isn't the real question. Elakaman, later on we're going to discuss how we know Kesef. The reason we bring it here is to answer the whole inyan. Mishum the Kabbalah Misne Kesef. The Kesef Menal Yafin Lalakaman Mikicha Kicha Lashon Kinyan. So here we go to the whole Mahalach. And we learn there's a new Dibur in Rashi. Rashi Dibur of Kesef Menal. First Rashi says a Dibur of Mishun the Kabbalah Misni Kesef. And then Rashi is Dibur of Kesef Menalim. And Mishun the Kabbalah Misni Kesef, Rashi says Bahani Kinyanim and these Kinyanim. As we say later on, Kesef Menalim to Niknesbo, how do we know Kesef you require with? And with Rashinan, we explain. The Gamrinan that we learn Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephraim, that's called a Kinyan. Hel Katani Acha Kinyan, therefore we learn here Kinyan. And then Rashi has a new Dibur Maskil. The Kesef Menalim, and how do we know Kesef? So then Rashi says, we don't need it for here. Lav hachad kabayla. We don't need it for here. Ella, come on, we need it for later on, this whole inyan. Later on is the real issue. Why are we bringing it here? V'achayim etaz, l'kulim basir, we're explaining everything because we have to learn kesef. And how do we know kesef? That we learn later on, kicha kicha, lashon kinyanu. Kicha kicha is lashon of kinyan. Hegel taniya, taniya, isha niknes. Therefore we learn isha niknes. So there are a lot of heresies here on the Rashi and the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara starts and says Aisha Niknes. You don't have to start with the words Aisha Niknes. Could have just gotten straight to the point. Maishnacha the Tani Aisha Niknes, or Maishnazim Tani Aisha Makadesh. Why here Niknes? And why there Makadesh? Should have here, it should have said Miskadeshes. Another Kasha is. This is really a funny one. The Gemara says Kedushin is a better Lashon. It should have said Eishim Miskadesh is here, just like it says Eishim Miskadesh is there. If Kedushin is a better Lashon, then why do we ask later what's Pshat in Kedushin? Umay Lishna Dirabanan. What do you mean Umay Lishna Dirabanan? What's this Lashon Dirabanan of Kedushin? If at the beginning we said it's a better Lashon, we obviously understand what it means. So why Pidom is the Gemara asking what it means? Mutton. And also the Gemara says, "Umay lishan derabbanan," as if the kasha is on the rabbis, why they use this lashon. And then we answer that you ask her akuli alma kehekdesh. What's the teretz? It's a more pashut shot. What's Pshat Kinyan? What's Pshat Kiddushin? Yichud and Hazmana, you're setting her aside, like Tosis writes. Beis Amid Beis, Dibra Masel Doser. So why do we use a different Lashon? Why does the Gemara give a funny answer? And he could have given a more Pashat answer. It gives an answer of, you're asking her Kuli Alma Kekdish. Say it very simply that it's a Lashon of Yichud and Hazmana. And now we get to a very, very interesting point. We have two Diburim of Rashi. I emphasize there are two Diburim, because Rashi seems to say the same thing in both Diburim. In Dibur Maslam Shun, the Gaboyal Misni Kesim, Dibur Maslam Kesim Menalan, Rashi goes through the whole song and dance. That the reason we're bringing Menalan of Kesef here is to teach you that Kesef is really later on we're going to find out how you know Kesef. But here we're doing it to teach you that we need to know why Lashon Kinyan. So Kesef relates to Kinyan, because Kicha is Kesef, and Kesef is Kinyan, therefore he's Lashon of Kinyan. Rashi seems to say that in both Diburim. He repeats himself, but if we look carefully at the Lashonos, we'll see numerous differences between the two Rashis. In the first Rashi, it's better if you're looking inside. In the first Rashi, it says, Bahani Kinyanim. How do we, when we should look at Mishnah Kesef, we have to learn Kesef, Bahani Kinyanim. And we say later on, the Kesef Menalan de Niknes Bo. He repeats twice the Lashon of Kinyan. And then he says, Mefarshinan de Gamrinan. We explain that we learn Kichichum Steph from the Igri Kinyan. He calls it a Perish and a Gemara. Mashmah, there's a Mahalach here, there's a Svara here. And then he says that Stephron is called a Kinyan. And he concludes, Hilgach Tanach a Kinyan. And therefore here we learn Kinyan. That's why here we're learning Kinyan. Here the emphasis on the Kinyan. In the second Dibor, Rashi doesn't say Bahani Kinyanim. He says V'kesef Menalan. Yalfinan Lekaman, there's a Yalfusa. Not Mifrashina de Gamrina. There's a Yalfusa later on from Kicha. It's a Yalfusa, it's not a parish and a beer to the din. And we learn from the word Kicha. And therefore Rashi doesn't say the Ikri Kinyan in the second Rashi. The Kicha Lashon Kinyan. It's just the Lashon of Kinyan. The first time he mentions in this Rashi Kinyan. And he just says the word Lashon Kinyan. And also, in the first Rashi, he says Hilkach Tanahacha Kinyan. Hilkach without a yud. In the second Rashi, he says at the end, Hilkach with a yud. In the first Rashi, he says Tana with an aleph. In the second Rashi, he says Tani with a yud. In the first Rashi, he says Hacha. Second Rashi, there's no Hacha. And in the first Rashi, he says Hacha Kinyan. And in the second Rashi, he says Aisha Niknes. Halo Davarhu. So it must be Medarv Zogin that Rashi is telling us two different things. And therefore he gives two different Perushim. Since we're medactic that they're different Perushim, he must be telling us two different things. He's not repeating himself. So Pshat is Azai. We made a Ha'ara. How come it says Aisha Niknes at the beginning of the Gemara? Why don't we get straight to the point? Just say Maishna Hachatanish Niknes Maishna Tanish Makadish. The answer is that the words Aisha Niknes is a kasha. Ha'isha Niknes Bitmiya. Is it Shaykh? Talk about a Kenyan Isha? Not a Kenyan Gummer like other Chafatzim. It must be Yichud Li'ishas. How did Shaykh talk about a Kenyan? This would be more Geshmak if Rashi would have said Bitmiya. But it could be it's a hidden question here. So hidden even Rashi didn't tell us. But the more is kasha, you'll see Rashi's Matarit, so Mela, it's not so hidden anymore. Why doesn't it say Aisha Niknes? What's Pshat Aisha Niknes? She's a Kenyan. And then it says another Kasha. In the beginning of the second paragraph, we say Ishmakadesh, say here, Isha Miskadeshes. And what does Ishmakadesh mean? Hazmana, Lishas, Yichurin Hazmana. And that's more Matim than a Lashon of Kenyan. So there are two Kashas. Misvara, how does Shach talk about Kenyan Isha? And the second kasha is later on we have a different lashon. Use that lashon. It's more gishmak, more matim. Yichud liishus. That's what kiddushin is. And the mela, the gemara's teretz is going to answer both kashas. And that's why Rashi brings two different perushim, two diburim and two different perushim. The gabar lemisni kesef v'kesef menalan. Rashi's answering both kashas. In the first dibur, he's answering And the words Mishum Dekavar L'Misne Kesef, he's answering, how's it shaykh at all to talk about a musig of kinyan? And therefore Rashi explains, Sekeshet Nan Bahani Kinyonim. And Kesef is definitely a kinyan, like we learn from Stei Ephron. And therefore we could talk about Kesef Kinyan. Since we have Kesef, it must be, it's a real regular standard kinyan. Shtar and Beer also kinyan. Mefarshinan digamrinan, that Kesef is a kinyan, and the fact that Stei Ephron's called a kinyan. Notice this drush is a perish for the etzim yisoda kinyan shel Kesef, that we learn from Stei Ephron that here it's a kinyan mamish. Hilgach tanach a kinyan. Therefore we learn here kinyan. It's a real kinyan, just like Stei Ephron's a kinyan and Ishul's a kinyan. In the second Dibur, Rashi's explaining why we don't learn a lashon of kedushin like in the second parak, and therefore Rashi says, the alfin on mikicha, the second kasha we're answering now in this Dibur. In other words, here's a yalfusa. The word in the pasuk is kicha, and kicha is lashon kinyan. It's a lashon. And now we get to this very, very meduyik. Hilkach with a yud, tani with a yud, hey yud lamed kaf chav, tani taf nun yud. Ha'isha nignes, and that's as opposed to the first Rashi where it says hilkach without a yud, tana with an aleph. Hacha kinyan. And the reason is because the word hilkach with a yud means ilakach, which is a davret study. Hilkach and a davret study comes out. We're not talking about the etzim musig of kinyan. We're just talking about the lashon we use here. The reason we're using a lashon, like Tosfos says, v'kira lashon kinyan. Hilkach, and therefore, since it's talking about the lashon, use the lashon of hilkach ilakach. Therefore, tani isha niknes. Tani with a yud is mashma davret chadash mechutz la'etzim inyan. Tana is Be'etzem Einyan. As is proven in the Sefer Marbe L'Mishpat, Rav Hamnik Sefer HaMesechah Sanhedrin, Gimel Amid Aleph, and Rav Hamnik Sefer HaMesechah Schul, and Beis Amid Beis. Tana is Be'etzem Einyan, and Tani is a Davar Chodesh Mechutz La'etzem Einyan. And therefore, Rashi says in the first Dibur Tani, that's the Etzem, Tana, that's Be'etzem Einyan. That's telling us is b'chalal musig of kinyan b'isha, and tani learn in the second. We learned in the second Rashi says lashon tani isha niknes. We learn a davar chadash. That's why we use this lashon. Of isha niknes, the lashon. And here Rashi's telling us that Be'etzem it's a Kinyan. Tana, Be'etzem Enyan, Kinyan. And then the Gemara goes weiter and it says, alright, terrific, you proved it to me. You can have a Kinyan Isha. So Rabbanu Shalom, how come then in the second parak does it not say, Gemara goes weiter, V'nisni ha'sam ha'ish kone. Why don't we learn over there that the man acquires, just like here at the Shinikneis? Once we know that a Lashon of Kinyan works, we use it there also. The answer is, first we learn a Lashon of Doraisa in our Perek, and then Perek Sheni we learn a Lashon of Derabanan. The Gemara says, my Lashon Derabanan? Why were the rabbis Mechadish a Lashon that doesn't really work? It's not just a Yichud for the Yishus, it's a Kinyan Gamor! You're not just setting her aside, it's Mamisha Kinyan. And for the Gemara, Das La Kuliyamaka Hekdesh. So that's the Mashmos of the Lashon Rabban. It's not so sick. You're asking her the whole world like Hekdesh. But it's not as we originally thought of Yichud Leishas, because that's so sick Kinyan. We say, no, Pshat is Das La Kuliyamaka Hekdesh. So that answers our Kasha we asked earlier. How could the Gemara say that it would be better to say Isha Miskadeshis if later on the Gemara says, what's Pshat in Lashon Kedushin? If we don't know what Lashon Kedushin is, then why would it be better? Why would it be a better Lashon? We don't even know what we're talking about. The answer is originally the Gemara knew exactly what the Gemara was talking about. You know what Kedushin is? Hazman Alishas, the Gemara was saying. Why don't we use Lashon of Kedushin in the first paragraph? Hazman Alishas, that's better than Kinyan. And then the Gemara established that kinyan, no, it's not just hazmana yichud liishus. It's a real kinyan. Or bazai, frek the Gemara, vibat that it's a real kinyan. So, then what's the lashon of the Rabbanan that contradicts that real kinyan? What's the lashon of kedusha? Which is zman liishus. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not a zman liishus. It's darsel akuli alma kehekdesh. It's not a steer to the kinyan. So originally we thought we knew what kiddushin meant. We had to have a meaning, therefore we thought it was a better lashon. Once we established that kinyan is the better lashon, then we're bothered. Okay, then in the second parak, why using a lashon of kiddushin? That's so sir kinyan. And the answer is no, the kotzal akuli alma kehekdesh. And now we understand why Rashi says that isha niknes labayla. She's actually the kinyan of her baal. Doesn't say something like this, the kiddushin. Ha'isha niknes labayla is the real kinyan of her baal. V'yavam kone. And also with the Yavam. Hayavam and Niknes Liyavam. There's a real kinyan here. Vikonas Atzma Lios Breshusa Linas Elacha. We say, what's this Lios Breshusa? Because the real kinyan here. It's not just she's calling herself to marry somebody else. No, Lios Breshusa. She gets herself back. Originally, she allowed herself to be Niknes by the husband, and now she's calling herself back. It's the real Nikneel. And therefore, Rashi jumped right in. Bekesef, he tells us that the Shavah Kesef also works. Why? Even before Beis Shammai tells us Bediner v'Shavah Diner. Because if it's a Kenyan Gomer, it's not a new parasha of Maisa's Mana Leishas. And therefore, it's Pashit that Shavah Kesef works like all other Kenyan. So Rashi wants to tell us right away it's like all other Kenyan. Like we have later in the Perek, we have Kenyan Karka and Kenyan Behem, all the Kenyanim. It's in the parashat Kenyanim, regular Kenyanim. Rashi also tells us it's in the Matbeah. Matbeah, Shel Nechoshes. Pruta, Shel Nechoshes. It's a coin, not a weight. Since it's a Kenyan, normally what do Kenyanim with? With Matbeos. It's regular Mos. It's a Kenyan Mos. It's in the regular parasha of Kenyan Mos. So why then are we tole it's Shavius with another coin? Echad Mishmona Bisser Atalki? Shel Kesef, Adam of Shmona Prutos. So therefore Rashi tells us it's a Prut of Nechoshes. People don't usually use Nechoshes. You have to know how much it is. It's Shmini, says it. And it's worth 1/8 of an Isser Atalki. It's not just a weight. It's a coin. We have a dime. It's 1/10 of a dollar. It's a shear of Mos. And therefore he says, and base Shammai, the Gemara is going to explain why he says dinner and Shabbat dinner. Beis Hillel doesn't bother us. Pruta v'Shabbat, Pruta v'Ad. Oh, it's a regular Kenyan Kesef. Why is it any different? It emerges then from this analysis that we learn from the first sugya that kedushin is a real kinyan, and memela the ishus of the Torah is chal on this kinyan, and this is the yisod for the future sugyas. They're all interconnected, so we should be zocha lilmodu lalamed lishmar v'las l'kaimus kol divrei salmon teresu v'havo amen v'amen shalom shalom.